KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
It is another Friday financial update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Go to johnmoore.com. We always encourage you to click on the Insights tab there and find current information and maybe information that's new to you, but a great education at no cost at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab. Brian, welcome back on to ABQ Connect. Looking forward to walking through some great information today.
Yeah, Steve, I think we've got a good topic today that will resonate with hopefully a lot of the listeners.
Well, I know, you know, one of the things I appreciate, Brian, is you're sensitive to leading and things that you may come across maybe more than once each week. You'll get a little nudge on a topic from more than one person, and that's the case this week. We're going to talk about inheritance and what's the right thoughts towards who to take care of in what order and how much. But there's probably no set answer there. It probably is something that each family needs to look at individually, but you have some good insight.
Yeah, and we deal a lot with inheritances, and I think that's going to be a growing topic. We're seeing a huge wealth transfer in America right now. I've seen the number around $70 trillion will change hands in the next few decades. So we need to know what's wise and what does God say about inheritance and what are some good principles. In particular, Steve, what we've seen, I had two different couples, both in their 60s this week, that had the exact same set of circumstances in that they received an inheritance. Very different numbers between the two couples, but very similar principles. And when I asked, you know, as these new dollars come, what are your priorities? What are your goals? What would you like to accomplish with these resources? Which is always a good question to ask so that we can be intentional about how we use money. And both couples prioritized first off the same thing, which was to pass along some of the inheritance to their children now rather than waiting for another inheritance, and to bless their children who are now in their 20s and 30s with a gift. And I thought that was very generous to prioritize that. And they know that their kids might be struggling and need those dollars just to kind of get by. So that was interesting that it was an almost identical conversation with each couple.
Well, Brian, how much do you encourage, whether it's the people in their 60s or as they think to right away see gifts go to their kids or the grandchildren of those receiving, passing on the inheritance prior, being prepared prior to receiving that inheritance to practice sound judgment when managing their money, just for the simple fact, he who is faithful with little is faithful with much.
Right. So there's two principles we teach when it comes to this multi-generational transfer of wealth. The first is what we call the airplane oxygen mass principle. So if you've ever been on a commercial airline, one of the things they like to say is if we have a drop in cabin pressure, oxygen mass may fall from the ceiling. And if they do, then put the mask on yourself first and then on your child next. Because the idea there is you're not going to be any good to your child if you don't have your oxygen mask on. And in finance, we see the same principle really work well, where you don't want to be a burden on your children. So there's no sense in gifting money to your children if your own finances are not stable enough to be financially independent. And we've seen people sacrifice their own financial well-being for the benefit of their children. And sometimes it's because the children are making bad decisions. So they're actually enabling and almost rewarding bad economic decisions in the next generation. So we want to be smart about that. And we have tools and financial planning software and such to make sure that someone is stable enough in their own personal finances to pass along some of that wealth. The other principle we teach, Steve, you kind of touched on this, is we like to teach do your giving while you're living, so you're knowing where it's going. And that's true for both charities and family. The principle there is why wait until you're gone to pass along wealth when you could enjoy the spiritual and emotional benefits of sharing your wealth when you're alive? assuming you've made other financial decisions that give the capacity to give. And one of those things you can do to be a wise giver is what you said. You know, have you prepared the next generation of stewards before you start sharing wealth with them? Or are you giving money to someone who is not prepared to handle it? So maybe those gifts start small. But I think the combination of those principles, you know, first make sure that your finances are stable, and then consider being generous in your lifetime rather than hoarding wealth until you pass away and then giving the leftovers.
Brian, what would you suggest as a good way to consider educating the next generation?
Ask questions and tell stories. Okay. So one thing we've seen some of our clients do quite successfully is simply share the stories and the lessons they've learned in managing their own money. You know, we made a mistake doing this, or we found a lot of success doing that, or we can give to you because we've done these things for a long time. And over the last 30 years, we've been able to accumulate wealth and build financial security such that we can be generous. A lot of people are very private with their money in their families. That was true for my family. So those lessons are not learned because no one's sharing the experience. And then asking questions could be simple as, if you received $5,000 tomorrow, what would you do with it? And just test them in questions, you know, or if you invested $5,000 and it declined in value to $3,000, what would you do next? You know, and just ask those questions to see what they would do and help them think through what would it look like if I had some extra money given to me, and how would I steward that?
You know, not all of it, Brian, but some of what you said reminds me back to my days in sales. And it was a close called the feel, felt, found, you know, where you're in a discussion and you're saying, well, I know how you feel. I felt the same way and what I found, but just sharing experiences and getting each, you know, getting each generation, to think about, the consequences, of the decisions being made. Financially. The other thing I wanted to kind of touch on, going back to the oxygen to you, first illustration as in an airplane, when the mast falls, without, another generation to pass, inheritance onto, might the same illustration apply, when thinking about, generosity to, other organizations?
Yes, and where I see that the most, Steve, where I see a conflict in that generosity is we work with some families or individuals. Maybe they don't have children. The focus of their wealth transfer is charity, just as you said. And they want to be exceptionally generous, but they don't want to sacrifice anything in their lifestyle. So they want to have a big lifestyle and give a lot. So what gets sacrificed is their savings. They don't ever save any money. And so they feel good about being generous, and they feel good because they're buying everything they want and everything they need. But they're not really managing their funds wisely. And you're in charge of providing for yourself now and in the future. So you have to be smart about that on top of your generosity. And this is where money starts to become difficult, is every dollar can only go to one place. And so that's where I see the same principle is, you know, putting your oxygen mask on yourself when it comes to charity means that you're doing the right things to, you know, take care of what you need to take care of financially. Saving enough for the future and giving, maybe not necessarily in that order. It should be give first, save second, spend third. But what we see is a lot of people spend everything they want, then they give because they enjoy it and it feels good, because we're modeled after a generous God. But then they're never saving anything for the future because their lifestyle is too great. So we have to be cautious about that balance.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. And a reminder to check out the Insights tab, where you may find some of the information like this, whether it's current, you know, or, you know, new information or something that's been covered in the past, but all kinds of great topics covered on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, who we appreciate the sponsorship. To KLYT and Christian Radio in New Mexico, Brian, and looking forward to most of next week's broadcast, three full segments next week with a Friday financial update. You've got your work cut out.
Yep, and I would mention you touched on the insights page. We just posted a video this week on what's going on in the world of banking, which has been a big headline grabber recently. So if you want to learn more, feel free to jump on there. We shared a short video that you might find informative.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess, Brian, that that video is going to probably relieve some anxiety that might be floating around out there.
Yeah, we talk a little bit about what's happened so far. If you haven't had a chance to read up on what's happening in the banking world, you've just seen the headlines. But we also talked about, maybe more importantly, what to do and what not to do in response to what's happening in the banking world. So hopefully that'll be helpful for the listeners. And I look forward to spending most of an hour with you next week.
All right. Likewise, Brian, thanks again for the update. And we'll do it again next week on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.